Five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
That's like this. Set up. Set it up. Just hit that button. Boom.
Do you edit out the beginning sometimes?
Nope.
Not usually. We usually catch the whole start.
Yeah.
So if it's random, it's random.
One take wonders.
There's no true like addition to how you start it. Just start it. Because if you think about starting it, then your ultimate start takes longer.
Yeah.
Revelations of Dakota Wagner.
One, yep.
8:2 or some shit.
Don't matter how you start.
Start the Bible.
Just start it. Well, today we are accompanied by my lovely girlfriend, Haley, and the mother of our child.
Yep. Hello. Hello. I'm glad to be here. I've waited a year and a half to be on the show and say that, in fact, I got passed up by a few of Dakota's friends. And as he mentioned, I am the mother of our child, but I'm glad to be here and make an appearance.
Yeah, we are happy to have you and get your insight on everything that's been going on.
I think the dogs made an appearance on here before you.
Yeah,
did.
Probably in the background at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Normally I'm here just behind the scenes
whispering things from the couch,
right? Yeah.
Well, it is good to have you on. I will say that we do have fun, so hopefully we can get this thing rolling and see where it takes us. So how is it being pregnant? Let's get right into that.
It's not bad. I luckily haven't been super sick. That comes and goes, really. I am just entering the fourth month of pregnancy, which is exciting. And really, my craziest symptoms have just been these really vivid dreams. And that has just totally disrupted my sleeping patterns. It's crazy.
Yeah, before all this happened, I would always like research like symptoms of pregnancy. And when you first started going through all your tired things and was like freaking out and all that, I was like, I already knew like this is what you needed to expect.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I feel like sometimes it's kind of hard to tell someone how to experience something or how they're going to experience.
Well, and everyone experiences different things. Yeah. Like with Caitlin, she was sick all the time. Like I feel really lucky that I haven't been super sick. And the worst thing that I have is the dreams.
Yeah. Another thing is like, all the symptoms are there of the starting of pregnancy. You know, that you have them all. You did. I think you felt like nauseous a couple of times early there.
Yeah, I have. It comes and goes. Yeah. I'm real sensitive towards smell. Yeah. So I feel like certain smells make me really nauseous, or the sight of certain things. Like for a while, remember, I couldn't even like look at raw meat.
Yeah.
And now I'm finally getting over that. But yeah, it's been... been crazy
messing with you at all angles here.
Yeah, it's been an experience for sure. But I'm really excited to, you know, have our baby.
Yeah, well, what do you want to have?
I think that I would just like to have a healthy child, but I'm thinking it could be a boy.
It's a girl.
Snap.
We're getting mixed feelings from other people. My mom is dead set that it's a girl.
It's a girl.
Lee thinks it's a girl. Caitlin said girl. Yeah, and I think Anastasia even said it was a girl.
Yeah. She's right 100%.
And she's two.
No way. I'm not saying what I hope for. I'm just keeping it at that.
I also feel like you, Dakota, have had crazier cravings than I have.
Oh,
which is bizarre.
I guess I posted that something on Facebook a while back that I was like craving something. And, they were like, it's sympathy cravings.
I just really even haven't had severe cravings. They, I mean,
wait till it'll, they kick in.
Yeah.
Because you're going to eat. Dakota, you're going to eat. You're going to be like, ah, fuck that. I wish I could eat. I'm telling you. It's a thing, man.
No. I feel like I don't eat that much now to begin with.
It's like her cravings are going to line up with yours one day, and it's going to be all bad.
No, for real. I don't think I eat that much. I mean, I eat a lot in a little bit of time.
You eat a lot late at night.
Yeah.
I do. And I've told you that's your issue.
I'll eat like once around 1 o'clock when I get up.
Right. You should eat more throughout the day not past like 6 or 8 o'clock. Or what do they say, like 4 hours before you go to bed or something?
Yeah, if you think about it, man, like you could do the intermittent fasting as the easiest diet.
That's
easiest
all thing I do, yeah.
Because you got to think, like, no matter what, say you go to bed at 10, like you're usually going to sleep around 8 hours. So that's 8 hours you just didn't eat right there.
Right, exactly.
So if you go 3 or 4 more hours after that, you're technically fasting,
right.
But eating late at night is not.
Yeah, you don't want to eat late at night and then go to bed because you're just not burning as much.
I don't go like right to bed.
Eat when you're active.
Then
I'll stay up for about another hour or so, and then I'll crash.
My thing is eating during the day. I eat too much. Like I'll like be in the middle of working or something, and I'm gonna get a big lunch, and I fucking regret it.
And then you're ready for a nap.
I don't
want
to move, exactly.
But another thing, though, is I've been able to consume a lot more since I've got my hernia fixed.
Yeah, how has that been? You're almost to the 2-week mark of post-op.
Yeah.
I can't even tell he's had it done.
Jesus Christ. I feel pretty good. I mean, there's still occasional spots when I'm bending over to pick pick something up where I feel the pressure around the belly button there. But other than that, I'm almost at 100%. I don't want to lift anything yet, but I'm still going to keep it kind of light there. I mean, I was walking and crawling around on all fours earlier today.
Playing with the dogs.
So I definitely feel a little bit better. It's a lot easier to breathe.
And other things.
A lot of other things. Going to the bathroom is a lot easier. Yeah.
I mean, you were only down for like 2 or 3 days, really, like down heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than that, I mean, you bounced back quickly.
I said last week I took 5 painkillers, maybe 5 of the perks that they gave me, and I took 3 ibuprofen, and I was done.
You haven't taken anything since then. Well, you're not a big medicine taker in general.
That is true.
So I was surprised that you even took the pain meds.
Could have been long enough for you to adjust to the pain anyway.
Yeah. Well, I usually just try to stay away from any type of like medication, really. If it's not natural, I don't want to take it. Like if I can't go in my backyard and pick off some mint leaves and bay leaves or whatever and put it in my tea and drink it, and that gives me some sort of natural medicine, I would do that.
You should get into oils.
I do like oils.
Dandelions.
Dandelion tea, I heard, is really good for you.
Super good for your heart.
Yeah.
Which is weird because Bayer, the heart for aspirin, they make the stuff to kill those. So you don't get to them.
Oh.
Yeah, like the root. If you make tea out of the root, I guess it's like one of the best things for your heart.
Yeah. There was another thing they were saying that like helps like decrease body belly fat, a 1/2 tablespoon of coffee,
instant coffee,
and a lemon, some lemon juice and hot water, and you pour that in there.
Coffee is really good at curbing your appetite already, but they have like other stuff too, like elderberries making it.
Yes, elderberry is huge right now.
Yeah, it's good for a lot of things too, immune support, weight loss, all kinds of stuff. I've been seeing it everywhere I go now. Every pharmacy I go to is just full of elderberry.
A couple of times when I went to my doctor last, I just had like a common cold, he prescribed me elderberry.
Yep.
And
I might look into it.
I used to live by this medicine called Coricidin.
Never heard of it.
That's pretty good.
That's what I used to take for everything when I was in high school. Yeah.
Your grandparents have it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cold and flu, relief symptoms. Boom. Perfection. It did awesome. Now, I would like to say, though, there was like a while back I'm getting sidetracked. But could you imagine going to a fast food restaurant? Like, we go to Chipotle a lot.
Yeah.
You know, people go to Subway. And you think everything's all calm and fine, and someone pulls a gun out.
What?
At like Chipotle.
That would be
or
crazy.
Subway or wherever you're eating. What happens? What would you do?
Yeah, are you the type of person that would go to stop the gunman, or are you gonna run?
I have a hero complex, so
you
I'm
do
try to stop the gunman.
You would probably.
I'd probably get shot.
I would definitely. I guess it depends. Head, yeah. Like if we're at a restaurant, I'm probably gonna be looking for the nearest exit to get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah.
But you are the type of person that definitely I could see.
Did you ever see that video of the guy sitting at the fucking bar where the guy comes in with their shotgun to rob the place? And like everybody's getting down on the ground and he's just sitting there drinking his beer.
Yes, I've seen that. Unbothered.
Like, can I get my fucking food? Like, this has nothing to do with me. Like, take the money out of the register. I just want my food.
Or have you seen that meme where it's like my level of minding my business and it's the kid swinging on a swing set and there's a big, like, huge fire going on behind him?
I mean, no, but I feel
yes,
it.
I have seen that.
I feel
yes.
it, so, like, I mean,
yeah, like a whole building's on fire.
The kid's just swinging away.
Yeah,
I mean, if he's just robbing the store, like especially like as an employee, like bro, take the fucking money. Like I don't care.
That's well, that's
my
what
business.
They always
yeah.
train
yeah.
you.
Anyway,
they train you. As
yeah,
employees.
You're not allowed to be a hero.
Yeah, like you aren't allowed.
Fired.
Yeah, you open fired, the drawer right? and give them all the money.
Yep, yep. Because that
that's
insured.
What they tell you to do.
This is just shit's insured. You want some free? You want a fucking free burrito for the road, dude? Here you go.
Now, on the contrary, if like someone was trying to break into our house, obviously I think I would fight. But I feel like in your scenario, being in a restaurant, I would run.
Yeah, I think in the best situation, it's probably best to just run.
Most Chipotles, it depends on where you're at. Like if you're like at the register, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
If you're back by the door, you're. I mean, yeah. you're obviously good, but like.
Well, and they have the patio door
like,
and
so
the regular
small
door.
There. It's so small there, though. It's like, how far are you really about to get, my guy? Like.
So yeah, context of the conclusion is, we're all running. I'm not gonna.
I'm snatching
something.
Somebody's food before I go. that little rack
I'm here for a reason.
That rack where it has online orders, bro. I'm snatching a couple orders and gone. Like
just,
he's getting some. I'm getting some
yeah,
too, man.
Just like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get some.
I need
I
food.
Didn't even see you.
Like I'm just grabbing. I don't even know whose bag this is, sir. I'm just taking this. You do your thing. I'm out.
Oh my god. So Haley, I also know that you are an aspiring artist.
Yeah, so I have actually not done a whole lot with my artist career lately. I did a mural painting in our dining room.
Some of our close friends have experienced it, and it's also, you can find it on your Instagram, right?
Yes, I haven't been on there, and oh my gosh, it's been forever. I feel like my artist career kind of got pushed back because of my teaching career, which is sad, but I definitely want to start getting back into it.
So have you thought about like painting your dreams? Your
oh yeah.
Have you thought about like doing that? Like maybe that would help.
Right. Yeah. I have thought about stuff like that.
It'd be interesting to see, honestly.
Yeah. Because like, with my dreams lately, they are so vivid. It's like I can remember them like I watched them on TV. So right. It would totally be doable. I feel like with me, it's just a lack of motivation. Especially right now, being pregnant. I know it's not an excuse, but I'm so tired that when I get home from work, all I want to do is like chill.
You're growing in person.
Well, I know. I was just telling Dakota yesterday, Saturdays are my favorite days because I don't use all my energy at work. That I have time to get stuff done around the house. Right. So
yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, teaching is tiring. And it's taken away a lot of my artist career, which is
what
sad.
What makes teaching tiring, though? Because I would remember teachers, you know, when I went to high school, they were always, by the end of the day, you could see it on them.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and for me, like, this is my second year, and you both know I haven't had coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is one whole thing in itself that has kind of put my motivation down, and I've just been so tired with being pregnant and no caffeine. That's just been really hard to adjust to. I drive quite a bit to go to work,
like,
which is another thing.
45?
I went from being in middle school for 2 years to K-5. I mean, it's a huge difference. So I don't know. I feel like it's just tiring. I mean, I know there's dogs around your feet all day, but having it's 30 like, kids back to back. I mean, yeah. 30 kids back to back all day long.
You got to be alert all day, especially yeah. when you're doing like cafeteria.
Well, and all this, I mean, I've never had a normal school year with everything with COVID. I graduated during the peak of the pandemic in May of 2020.
That had to relearn everything
and had to
computers
that, everything that they taught us in college, and then my student teaching it was just a mess, and then my first 2 years of teaching have been in the middle of like the pandemic, and that's all that extra shit that you're dealing with too.
Teaching during the pandemic,
right? That's I got a good question for that one too. Like, have you noticed like a decline maybe in like the quality of the education being a teacher? You know, I mean,
just
with everything going on outside of things,
yeah.
You know, with schools focusing mainly on keeping students and faculty safe from this virus. I mean, have you noticed like maybe like a decline?
I feel like, okay, so I teach in a rural school district for the listeners who don't know. And I feel like there's a lot of pushback from parents, and then that comes off on their kids as well. So parents are telling their kids, hey, you don't have to wear a mask. They can't tell you what to do,
right.
You know, and we're trying to obviously educate children, but then at the same time, we're fighting them to follow the safety procedures that our district has put in place. And it's just exhausting because how can you teach 30 kids and but then also make sure they're all wearing their mask at the same time? Right. It's just impossible. So I feel like it's also been super political. I was telling Dakota this not that long ago that, I mean, when I was in college, I didn't realize, I mean, K through 12 districts, I mean, education is super political.
Yeah.
And the COVID and the mask, it's just been a whirlwind, really.
You can kind of see what schools are setting on what side now, though, easier.
Pretty much,
that are like, we don't need masks. Like, you know, they're swinging Republican or, hey, we're going to mask and vaccinate, you know, Democrat side. It's weird the things you notice. Because when we were at school, we would have never picked. We went through, what was it, H1N1 or whatever?
Yeah, I did too.
None of that shit happened.
No, there was people that had it in my high school and nothing happened.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Shut down, so it's weird, but respect for you teachers, man, because there ain't no way.
It's crazy. I mean, my district, they're not pushing the vaccine, but obviously we have to wear masks, and that's just so that kids don't have to be quarantined, really. Yeah. But we still have over 100 kids absent a day.
Damn. Now, I don't know if you saw it, but I saw that, like, so some of these schools that are pushing that mask mandate, they're getting extra money.
Yeah, out
of it. There's no studies behind it, but the federal government's offering them more money.
Like, and probably at the county
level,
extra, too.
Yeah, it's like an extra like couple million dollars for like having X amount of students masked or vaccinated. So you're right. It's political as hell.
It is. That's scary. Mean, it is. And I don't know. I feel like with all the COVID stuff going on, it's like, and with Dakota and you just taking that, you know, business endeavor, it's like, why am I still putting up with this?
Right. It's gonna,
they say, I don't know what the percent is, we could look it up, but not very many teachers make it through their fifth year.
No, especially
because they realize that what it's actually like when you're inside the system.
Well, you got to see it too. You know, I mean, we didn't see it. I don't think I noticed it as much. I don't know if you did. Like when we were in school, like teachers didn't have to buy so much out of their own pocket for their students. Like,
yeah, I didn't notice that much until like the high school years where people would go like our math teacher. She would always say like, I bought these with my own money, blah, blah, blah. You know,
we'd bring in tissues for extra credit because they weren't supplies type stuff.
Paper towels or Clorox wipes and those sorts of things.
Yeah. It's just weird that, you know, I mean, I get that, you know, they fund a lot of the stuff in the schools, but like basic necessities, they're like, nah. So teachers, you know, you got to decorate your rooms. That comes out of your pocket. If you want extra pencils, anything for your students, that comes out of pocket.
I've bought so many things out of pocket. I mean,
they don't compensate you guys enough.
No, right? I see over 700 kids a day.
Sheesh.
I mean, there's no budget big enough that can compensate that.
Because, I mean, there's no way that you can correctly estimate the exact supplies that you're going to need for that many students, because they could break more than one thing in a day.
especially with people like us that just, I don't know where I put my piece, my book of paper. I don't know where I left it.
I'm already realizing that. This is only my first year teaching art, and I'm like, man, I needed more of this.
I would leave one classroom, go to the next one, and lose my pencils. I'd have five or six of them, go to the next class, no idea where they're at. Go back to the next classroom, gone.
Books.
Not there.
I've lost books, like whole ass books. Don't know how. Like, just going from class to class. So, I mean, like, especially like with kids, man, we were lucky. Mm-hmm. We had the pencil dispensers for a quarter. You get the cool ass pencils and erasers and the paper.
Oh, those were so cool. I don't know why they need to bring those back.
They do, and they need to find a way to, like, I mean, a quarter, man, you get a quarter, you get six pencils.
You could buy notebooks out of those things. You can get notebooks that. Erasers, oh, that's like erasers. Pulling out of like my middle school memory.
It is, but like, you know, stuff like that. I mean, at least, you know, like, we had a mom, dad, I need this here.
Here's a dollar.
When we got to middle school, we had a school store.
We had a school store too.
Every morning. And they would have like pencils, paper, little notebooks.
They had those cool breakfast things. Pencils with the twisty erasers, the mechanical ones. Yes. They twist them up real long. Yep, I remember that shit.
But that's all we got after we left elementary school. Yeah. The pencil machines were no longer. The vending machines were no longer.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped that school store, didn't they?
After that, no, they had school store all through. At least for us.
Was it all through high school?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how long we had ours. I don't think it was all through high school.
I just didn't utilize it probably like I should have, to be honest.
No, it was cool though. I enjoyed it. I'd always go down and get like the breakfast stuff. They would always have like these big Texas cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah.
So good. I'm such a nerd for sweets.
You are.
Like, I love pastries. I like chocolate. Can't like
cookies.
Regular candy.
Especially cookies.
Sweet candies.
You eat sweets. Way more than I eat.
Do not leave Oreos around this motherfucker. I'm going to tell you that.
Okay. I think it was whatever weekend. Last weekend, we got a pack of cookies. They were really good. I had one. Yeah. Dakota had maybe one at the time. And I wake up in the morning like, huh, I could take a cookie with me to work. And the whole thing, container completely empty on the coffee table. Didn't save me one cookie. And I'm the pregnant one.
They're M&M's. Cookies and they're soft baked.
Oh yeah.
So I got more today because I was salty.
Yeah, and I got chocolate chip cookies.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, those are yours.
Oh goodness,
dude, that could be the link to the cavities, bro. Because you are the only person I know that catches cavities like that.
Right? I've only had one, and they didn't even have to give me Novocaine to fill it. Nope. They didn't even have to do anything.
This was back when they had the silver fillings. Like,
mine's clear. Yeah, or whatever.
Mine are silver.
I got the silver ones.
But yeah, like, maybe that's a correlation, man.
It could be. It very well could be. And if it is.
Too much sugar. You used to drink a lot of Gatorade too, didn't you?
Yeah, I stopped
the
Gatorade.
And that just eats up your enamel.
I hate that shit. I hate that nobody ever said anything about how bad Gatorade is for you if you're not fucking doing anything. Because it's like, I want juice, but like, it's Gatorade. It's supposed to be good for you, right? And then like, you look at the sugars, you're like, holy shit. Like, sodium, you're like, what the fuck, man? This is like eating a pack of ramen.
Right, like, it does have electrolytes, but... You can get that from other things.
We didn't get hip to drinking watered down Gatorade until semi-pro.
Right.
Oh, remember? You watered it down.
Yeah, they would water our stuff down. Because who was it? I think it was Derek Jeter once came out and said like he'll dump out half a Gatorade and put half water in there.
So, makes sense.
Yeah, because all the shit. Like, we did Pedialyte.
I remember getting Pedialyte a couple times.
It's less sugar, and it gives you the stuff you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But I just, it's weird. World's weird, man.
How old do you guys want to live to be?
I hope not too old.
Infinite. Not too old.
Infinite?
Dude, I'm curious. I want to see, like, we're in a... Don't you want to see shit unfold?
Kinda. Have you... Well, this leads me to this question. Or this next statement. Have you ever heard of like living in the blue zone?
No.
The fuck's a blue zone?
So living in the blue zone, it's like these cluster of people. No one is under the age of like 95. Yeah.
So you're hanging out with a lot of older people.
So basically, I guess what happens in these blue zones is they get rid of all their furniture. they eat like a vegetarian, vegan lifestyle. They do basic exercise every day. So like yoga,
water aerobics,
stuff like that. And they kind of just live like a stress-free life.
No, I feel like we should do that.
They're
more
called
often.
The Centarians, though.
That's where is this called. At?
They're just blue zones. There's like four or five blue zones in the world of just these cluster of people that live to be 100 plus years old.
I'm at like a weird standstill with the thought process on the how we treat our elderly community, because that should be a normal thing. Like, but I feel like after a certain age, bro, like you shouldn't have to pay for your fucking house. Motherfucker, you got like maybe 5 years left. Like, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as like a group of people, people that inhabit this fucking earth, we should just be like, hey, we're front the bill for whatever the fuck you need.
Another thing that they say that helps increase like your living length is the more emotional connections that you have with other people, healthy emotional connections. They say that having those strong connections will also boost your immune system.
Living without stress will too. Yeah. Stress is like cortisol is like the fucking worst thing for human bodies. But I like what you said there though, about them being vegan.
There's I was just telling to Haley that, today.
Like meat is like if you look at like humans and their heart issues and like all the issues of our organs that we go through, majority is caused by eating meat.
Yeah.
Like I don't think we were meant to eat it.
Not till we talked about this, the Ice Age.
Yeah.
When that's all there was.
Exactly. You didn't have a choice. Yeah. But like, I've been thinking about it, man. They have so many different options now. They have the new Impossible Meat veggie. I like veggie burgers already.
You know, their veggie burgers are pretty good.
Right.
I could eat about 7 of them.
But there's not really fish. Fish would be one of the only meats that actually, like, if you get the, you know, it's not bad for you.
Yeah.
Basically, like, I don't know. I personally do not eat a lot of red meat.
Right.
I eat a lot of chicken. Really.
I eat a lot
and
of
turkey.
Chicken. And turkey.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, when you
well, that
but Dakota will kill a steak. He can eat every night of the week.
Buddy, I can eat a steak and a cheeseburger.
Well, that's the thing, though. You look at like chicken's a little bit more price, but like, you know, back before COVID, obviously, your two cheapest meats are the two that are fucking worse for you. Like, you know, like people that grow up in poverty, we've seen both sides. Like, spaghetti's a fucking regular thing, or sloppy Joe, because you know, meat was cheap, and it's just like we're force feeding.
Let me tell you something real quick. So today we heard on the radio that bacon is at the highest cost that it's been in 40 years.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
And how another thing though is we've been getting turkey,
ground turkey,
for almost a year. Maybe longer.
Because when the pandemic started, the price of ground beef went way up.
Yeah. So just within the last week or so.
Literally, between two grocery trips.
It's gone from $2.99 a pound to almost $10 a pound.
Turkey?
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed that me and Kayla went shopping the other day and I saw that. I'm like, dude, like, so I think the turkey industry is like,
they were catching on.
Okay, we were cheap. Okay, now we're charging a premium for this shit because they're charging more. I just read an article where everything's about to double. Like, grocery-wise, is about to double.
Yeah.
Like, we're about to see the real effects of this pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, we've already been seeing it in gas prices and lumber.
Our government approved, you know, because they were on a shutdown. They were about to shut down. They only have enough funding to last until October 15th.
Good. Let's have a whole out revolution.
That's where we need to be at this point.
We're on probably the track.
You
to
look at like
have that.
The job. I mean, there's people getting hired for jobs they're not even qualified for just because they're hurt so bad right now.
Yeah.
Like, I just it's fucking dude. It's
a revolution
scary.
Restructured and re-infrastructure.
They infrastructure.
Said, yeah.
They were. You're not wrong, bro.
Words.
You know, they were saying that, they were to put minimum wage up to $15 right now, it wouldn't even do any good because that's how fast things are about to inflate. Yeah. So
I ain't ready for that.
Well, it was like,
I would be a homesteader for this reason.
I have literally been talking to Dakota about this, starting up, you know, getting some livestock, making a big greenhouse, just storing everything and just quit the, like, I am a government worker.
Right.
I work for the government.
Literally.
I mean, sometimes, like we were talking earlier, it doesn't even feel like it's about the kids. Right. So, I don't know. I feel like it makes more sense to be a homesteader during, especially during the pandemic. If, have you guys probably seen it? Where if they would have pushed essential workers differently, like fast food should have never been essential.
Yeah.
That's not essential. Right. I mean, you don't,
unless they're giving out free meals.
Right. Didn't we push more? Like, we saw in the media, you know, meat shortages, dairy shortages, all that sort of things that's coming locally.
Yeah.
We weren't short any of that.
Not realistically. The big commercial was, but
yeah,
I went and bought beef at a couple of farms a couple of times.
Yeah, I told $5 a pound. I want to start going to going somewhere locally to get the meat because the stuff, I mean, it's just overpriced. I would rather spend the overpriced for something that's more quality, that's not injected with hormones or chemicals.
Well, see, that's another thing. Like the meat I would get that I got from the farm, like the ground beef, man, it didn't look like pig. Pink gel shit. No, man. It was like red. Like,
well, it's like that episode where
it tasted good.
That episode of SpongeBob where Mr. Krabs sells his company to the corporation.
Yeah.
And then the corporation boss comes out and shows SpongeBob the kitchen. And it's just this big machine that's pooping out pink. Smashing them into a patty and then calling it a day.
Tastes terrible. Yeah. Well, you were telling me about that article about McDonald's.
Yeah.
Getting slapped for
their meat. Came out and I wish I could remember it. But he came out, he got a lawsuit settled for like $2 billion because of what they were putting in their food not being human consumable.
Oh.
Like, we shouldn't have been eating that shit.
Yeah.
And he won it. He came out and won.
That's good.
But
nothing happened.
That's one of those things
That was it.
That's just one of those things that I feel should be like headline. You know what I mean? Like, this is
everyone should know
this. This is a franchised business that is throughout the entire world. Yeah. Even if they're not doing it in fucking Japan or Tokyo. Right. Or wherever the hell the high gourmet McDonald's is where they take care of their people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even if they aren't doing it there, it should still be known.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I watch a lot of food shit. I watch travel food shit on YouTube all the time. You go to a McDonald's in Vietnam, you know how we get a McChicken? It's a processed-ass chicken patty. It's a full fucking chicken breast. Like, you were to go chicken. I'm like, to that though, there's a lot of weird shit. That's why, like, everybody's like, oh, FDA approved this. Fuck the FDA. So they literally they let so much of things go into your food already, like insects and peanut butter.
Yes,
dude.
I read that.
Oh my god, I'll never touch peanut butter again.
What was that other movie? I think it was Snowpierce.
Where they're grinding, they're eating the gel blocks.
Yeah.
And they're fucking bugs.
Rats and bugs. God, it's disgusting. They just send them down the train, and that's what they get to eat.
Kids were eating it, man, getting the nutrition. You're like, oh, these are good. Yeah. These aren't bad. But they're okay.
I mean, in a grand scheme of things, I know this sounds weird, but essentially, isn't that kind of like helping your immune system a little bit?
I mean, we've been eating this stuff as long as we've been alive.
You're getting the essential vitamins from it, though, but it's just like, take your medicine.
A cockroach runs into the mixture of the beef, okay?
I don't want to know if I'm eating a cockroach or not.
I know.
Well, that's ignorance is bliss, right.
But now all that stuff is coming out because people are experiencing chicken brains and KFC's chicken.
Yeah.
You know, Wendy's, the bitch found the finger.
Yep, sure did. rats and shit in their food.
Yeah.
Deep fried.
Like this
rat.
This stuff happens. You know, this stuff happens, and I get it. That's life, though.
Yeah.
You know, you could be in your kitchen and have a mouse call right across the top of your stove.
I mean, it could just be, you know, but I mean, you look at that, you know, we look at what we see here, what people are getting here just in the U.S., but you look at like China and the fucking street markets where they're cooking street food, bro. No gloves when they're chopping a chicken up, none of that shit. But those people are okay with it because they can see it. It's there. They know they're living in it. And versus here, they're like, well, we'll hide this. We won't tell
people. We drop a patty on the floor, you flip it back up.
Have you seen what the fuck is... Have you seen what passes? What is legally allowed to pass? Or your not your guys's, but like city water, like the amount of lead.
Metals.
And just chemicals and shit that is allowed. You're allowed by law to have up to this amount of. And
yeah,
like it's literally
even if it's FDA approved, that doesn't mean it's
right. But
clean
just,
or good for you.
That's what I'm saying. You drink that water. Say somebody you know dies by they love the tap water. They drink that every day for their entire life. Who's to say that they're not going to develop cancer? That's not the reason to develop cancer later down the road or some other illness.
Right. Well, that just takes me to another thing, though. Back to the Centurions, the blue zone living.
Right.
They all seem to congregate around a natural spring.
I saw something.
I don't know if that has anything to do with like the minerals and conserving your insides, your digestive industries, or anything like that.
Well, that stuff is like, I mean, kind of like, well, I mean, not their shit, but like the thesis
that would
behind,
be like them walking up to it, being able to just pull it straight out without it being.
But it's perfectly pH balanced, though. That's where you're getting that alkaline.
Yeah.
And that right there, like if you were to turn your body, so eating vegetarian, eating plants, and getting rid of the meat, and then that water creates an alkaline environment in your body where cancer cannot live.
Yeah.
But that's the thing they don't fucking teach you. You know, like, why is it that I can go get a cheeseburger for $1, but if I want a salad, I got to pay 10 fucking bucks, and it's not even a good salad.
Yeah.
Just a basic
just
salad is $10.
Iceberg lettuce.
Right, like, beef should be more than fucking lettuce. Like, where...
Yeah.
This is the world we live in. And it's really bad. Like, I gave Michelle Obama shit because when we were in school, like, she's like, no, fuck you. No fried food, none of that.
Oh my gosh. I remember
a
being
lot
in
of
line
stuff changed
and then,
that.
And then,
I mean, McDonald's whole grease pattern changed.
They put apple slices in the kids' meals, milk and stuff like that, fruit options. But I get it now.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say when Lee brought up when Michelle Obama, what was that called? Whatever she did. Anyway, I remember being in the lunch line, and I would always get a Slim Jim, and then they were gone.
We had these,
like, what the Michelle Obama?
You remember those taco snacks we used to get?
Yeah,
those went by.
I remember when we used to get like these bomb ass French fries.
Yep,
and then they gave us these baked ass wafer fries. I mean, they were still good.
The school lunches that they have.
We used to get burgers.
Bad.
We could get, like, when we first got, it was freshman year, so no, fuck, it was junior high because we were still able to get a la carte then. We had the shit, man. We had the hot dog wrap up things with the cheese and the bread, like all that crazy shit. And then we had the taco snacks. But like, I get what she was going with that. You know, as a kid, I'm like, fuck you. But now I get it, man. Like, why is it that? Especially something that's so cheap. Like, you could go to any farmer's market around here. You're going to get fresh vegetables cheap. And then you could grow them your damn self. They're not hard. They ain't doing anything different.
Everything's about convenience.
Everything is convenient.
I mean,
that convenience comes with such a price.
We just had it Friday night.
That's where corporate America comes in. Everything is so convenient.
Literally.
We were going to make dinner. And then I said, I didn't want to cook. Let's just go get something.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we went and got KFC.
Yeah, we didn't find any chicken brains, though.
No, that we know of.
I could have ate them.
Well, it's just like, remember that time we got that Walmart fried chicken?
Yeah,
was real leery on that, man. It didn't look like it didn't look right. There was a lot of shit on the inside of that chicken. But I'd also read an article. That's what fucked me up about it. That the chicken that they used like was like full of cancer. So like some of the certain dark spots and shit you would see on the, I'm like, yo, that's but people eat it, you know, like it's $5.
It's convenient for an 8 piece or whatever it was.
This is the good stuff right here. right here. You know, and they're fucking flavor. Consuming that shit.
But
I don't know. It's wild.
I mean, I get it. You know, corporate America's got to get theirs, but at what cost, man? I mean, if you're, well, you got to think they're creating the environment.
I mean, realistically, look at a basic drug dealer that's dealing more than just some fucking weed and doing narcotics.
Right.
You're killing your friggin' people.
For profit.
Yeah. Essentially, I mean, if someone dies from congested heart failure but ate a cheeseburger 2 days ago, he most likely died from the cheeseburger.
Pushing him over. Yeah. There's a lot, though. But, I mean, just like cancer is big pharma's big money maker. You know, one cancer patient usually brings in a little over $500,000 per year per fucking patient.
Think of how many people there are in the U.S. alone.
Right.
And not the people that come, you know, over to the U.S.
Right. You look at other countries, though, like you know, I said before, Cuba came up with a vaccine for lung cancer. A vaccine for lung cancer that is actually effective. Yeah, they're giving it to people like it's nothing down there. I think we'll see that up here.
Yeah, no. I mean, I just watched this video the other day of this guy interviewing people in Europe, just saying, like, how much do you think it costs to get these sorts of medical treatments in the United States? And it was just kind of mind-blowing to see, like, them being mind blown, like whatever they said, an ambulance, you know, and someone was saying, oh, you know, free health insurance should cover that. Like, there's no cost for an ambulance. And they say $3,000 most times, and like their faces just, or an inhaler or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, just the price that we put on having diseases or medical treatments that you just can't control.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was over in the UK that had to get a double root canal, both sides, and he was over in the UK. He didn't have health insurance or anything like that, or they didn't accept the US's health insurance, blah 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 blah. Anywho, he ended up just doing whatever they offered him. He ended up paying like $350 US dollars for both of those. And he was like, I'm thinking it's gonna be a couple thousands of dollars. And he's like freaking out because he's kind of like stuck over there. And I was like,
I mean, people would rather just stay home and die than get in the ambulance.
Well, that's what you're seeing now in the midst of this pandemic, dude. Like, there's a lot of people that maybe should go to hospitals. Maybe, you know, I mean, whether it's, you know, a real thing or not or what, but some, you know, when they're sick enough to where they should go, they're like, nah, man, I can't afford it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I see why people in Texas, like in the southern part of Texas, anywhere near, they'll go across the border and get shit. Hey, you need medicine? Fuck, well, I'm going across the border. I'm buying a shit ton of stuff. What do you need? They could get a prescription, 3 months of a prescription of Vicodin for fucking less than $3 down there.
What was that? I also seen another thing about insulin. You can go into Walmart and
I saw that too.
And another thing about condoms too. You can go ask your doctor for a prescription of condoms.
What?
And it'll give you a prescription.
The insurance covers it?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I was kind of shocked by that.
Well, I mean, you know, honestly, I wish more people knew that, because women would have to, you know, they'd be able to stop taking birth control. That shit plays a fucking, that will fuck a woman's body.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not balanced right, you'll gain weight from some of those. Your fucking hormone levels go crazy. Like, there's a new movement now where guys are saying, hey, fuck it, you know,
go get a vasectomy.
They'll go get a vasectomy because it's really not that expensive and it's reversible.
Right.
You know, and it's not damaging their bodies. Whereas women, you know, like if you were to get the one that's a shot that you get every like month or whatever, like that, fucking women like get massive weight gain. Their mental gets fucked up from it. Yeah. Their bodies are literally messed up from that. So I think that's a good play.
I mean, I've watched, you guys know I watched Bailey Sarian.
Yeah.
She started that Dark History podcast, and she did one on birth control. And many times, you know, the history of birth control is it's tested on minorities.
Yep.
So the shot is, you know, that started on minorities to get them to not be, not even to, okay, you can't get pregnant right now, but like the effects last forever,
right?
Type stuff that they're just trying to make those numbers smaller in the minority groups. And I think that's sad.
I guarantee you there's a correlation between birth control and like ovarian cancer and stuff
too. Oh, I mean, cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, all that. I mean,
there has to be.
It's, yeah, it's really high. Definitely.
Well, I mean,
you can get blood clots from birth control. Yeah. I mean, the list goes on and on of the symptoms that you can have from taking it.
It's just, I don't take nothing.
Right. Well, no. Well,
melatonin.
I'll take some melatonin.
I mean, natural, you know, having natural stuff, but like, there's no natural like birth control.
Yeah, there is. Abstinence.
Shut up.
Jesus is the way.
Jesus.
We all know Dakota's a virgin.
Save sex 100%. Until your marriage.
Oh, that was fun when we went to.
Our first whatever.
Bro, they did when not
we
do
went
that
to
with us,
the
man.
Pregnancy center.
Some freaking corporation religious group. Like, come on, man.
It was so weird.
Like, we're not married, you know.
Obviously.
And she writes it on the paper and says single. And she walks in the room. First words out of her mouth is, you know, sex before marriage is a sin.
Like, I felt like she was just demonizing us the whole time, but at the same time, like, smiling and being friendly. It was really condescending, I wanted to just get up and leave.
Be like, lady, I said, like, 3 million times just on the fucking car ride here.
I was just interested in, I kind of baffled her there for a second, though.
Yeah, you let her go on and give her
Because she was giving her spiel, and I was like, okay, I get it. I know what you're talking
about. I just sat there and said nothing.
And we all know that I'm like a deist. I believe in some sort of power up there.
Something.
But she's like, well, that feeling that you need.
That empty feeling.
That emptiness in you. And I'm sitting there like, I'm not empty.
She was like, Jesus loves you. You should let Jesus in your life.
Remember what I always say, bro? Like, all right, so, you know, you look at a lot of these religions now. They barely talk about God. They only talk about Jesus.
Yeah, right? What's up with that?
That's where the miscue is, man. So, like, God's words in the Bible, it is said to worship God, not Jesus.
She was preaching Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. That's where everybody goes wrong. You know, we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus. Like, I get it. It was his son who sacrificed himself. I get that. But he wasn't meant to be worshipped.
No.
Like, what's that movie? Wrath of the Titans. You know, when they stop, if they're not praying to the gods, they lose their power. So we prayed to Jesus and not to God. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's just a loophole in their own religion, but they don't want to hear that, you know, like, oh no, Jesus.
It was just bizarre. I mean,
that's such a weird experience.
No, I mean, we're excited. We just found out we're pregnant. We just were confirming it. Right. And that was, Caitlin had referred us and she said it was not like that when she was there.
No.
It was just bizarre. And then I was like, we don't need to schedule another appointment.
I listened to her the whole time, though.
To get
back to it, she asked me, she's like, well, do you guys believe in anything? Or she, like, showed us this whole drawing. Like, here's your circle, here's your life, here's Jesus, and here's everything. And they, like, shows you in this circle that sometimes people get stuck in.
Or there was like three separate things.
Yeah, something like that. But she was like, most people get stuck right about here where they accept like what they've done and then can't seem to get out of that loop. So they like bypass that Jesus spot. Right. And it's like, you need Jesus to get you out of what you're doing wrong in life. That essentially is what I was getting out of what she was telling us. Like almost as if having a kid was wrong.
Because we weren't married.
Right, because we weren't married.
Right. Pushing that religious belief on you guys, or you're just there trying to see your kid. It's like,
I don't know. It was a weird experience, and I don't know. I'm glad we're not going back.
That religion, though, like a lot of religions just fucking condescend themselves. Like, literally, like, it's
ever
in
listen
your
to
book.
Pillow Talk by Lil Dicky?
Right. Like, it's in your book that it's supposed to be like
I love
this.
That song.
And they're like, nah, But like, I don't know, man. To each their own. I mean, I'm not going to bash them for the religion.
No, definitely not. But, it was just, she was pushing it on us. That's what I'm saying. And making us feel bad that we were pregnant.
If you come for me throwing your religion at me, bro, or like mad at me about how I live my life, like, then I'm obligated to point out the holes in your
I mean, we played nice and then we left.
Right. No, I don't blame you guys. So, I mean,
don't push your shit on people. Over this
Venom.
I heard it's good, man.
It was pretty funny.
I think it was good. It was definitely funny. Dakota compared it a lot, like the comedic side, to Deadpool.
That's what the Venom world needs.
Venom really, is a good character. I mean, I think it was played really well.
So, I mean, I really enjoyed the movie. I would recommend seeing it.
Could you still see it? Could you pull a Nick and still see him as a 007?
No.
All right, thank you.
Not. I don't even know. Sorry, Nick, but Tom Hardy is not 007.
Oh, no.
We need Idris Elba in that role.
I don't see it either.
We need Idris Elba in that role ASAP.
But they did make a spoof at the end of it.
An opening for a next.
Well, they were talking, he's supposed to join the Spider-Verse.
That's what it looks like.
But I don't know how that's going to work out legally.
What it looks like.
I don't know how it's going to work out legally.
I'm pretty interested in what they do because after watching Doctor Strange's time little thing in the, what is it?
Endgame?
Far, whatever.
Which one? Huh?
The most recent Spider-Man trailer.
The trailer.
Yeah.
When
it
he
plays
does
right into it.
Plays right into
like
it.
The multiverse thing.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield's still denying he's in that movie, bro. People are like, we know you're in this damn movie.
I don't know, dude.
Well, if they got Tobey Maguire, you got to get Andrew.
I don't even think Tobey Maguire's in it.
Oh,
Dr. Ock's in it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. They brought back the OG Doc Ock, dude.
Yeah.
I loved him.
I loved that.
He was great.
Spider-Man, that one was good. Spider-Man's my favorite.
Into the multiverse, though, the cartoon one, like that Gambino put together, was fucking
that
magic.
That was good. That was magic.
It was cool to see the different, like, there was Spider-Gwen and shit like that. Like, the Avengers already opened that portal, and then like Spider-Man has no choice but to like really go into that. But it's cool.
The cool thing about it is with Doctor Strange is there's just so many different timelines that they could now follow.
Yeah, anything. You know? Yeah,
there's so many movies that can be made that lead to Doctor Strange now.
Right,
and we could even get a noir. Spider-Man.
See, that'd be cool. Or Spider-Man 2099, with the cool suit. Like, things we didn't really get to see a lot of, you know, in the animated stuff.
I'm excited to see Spider-Man's suit, though, in this new one. I think I still got to watch Far From Home or something like that.
I forget what it's called.
Or maybe that's the new one. I don't know. I got to watch the second one.
Homecoming?
Was it Homecoming?
Homecoming.
It might have been Homecoming.
I think.
Yeah.
I've still got to watch that one, but
you saw, all right, because that the Homecoming has some pretty important stuff to it. So
I don't know, I'm pretty excited.
It gives us light in shit times.
Yeah,
you know, to be honest.
Not wrong.
You know. I mean, I was excited when Black Widow dropped. So
yeah,
I wasn't as impressed with that as I thought I was gonna be.
Yeah, me either.
I was kind of confused. I'm still waiting for it to drop on Hulu, and so maybe
it's on Disney Plus.
I don't have Disney Plus.
Yeah, don't get it. It ain't worth it.
I had it for a year for free.
Yep.
And then I deleted it.
That's how
I didn't really watch it.
Yep.
No.
I would get on it for a little bit. I watched all of Phil of the Future.
I got it again when they did WandaVision, which was fucking.
I would. Oh my gosh, I would want to watch that.
It's really good. Like
I want to watch
that. It makes you wonder, like, would these things be better as movies or as shows like that, like 6-part series instead of movies? Because like it was really good. Falcon and Winter Soldier was like, but that was like fucking great. But the Loki one that they have, I heard really good things about.
I don't know. I'm just gonna have to check them out, I guess. I don't know.
It'd be easier
not.
Than sitting through a 3-hour movie, though. You got, watch an episode, take a break.
I always forget, though. Like, I'll start. I'm like episode 8 on DC Titans, and I've never gone back to watch it. I'm on episode like 10 on Westworld, never gone back to watch it. And I watched
Titans,
that
dog.
Freaking 3 years ago.
Right. Or when those it first have a came bunch out. Of episodes. So, like, these ones they're doing with the Marvels, like 6 episodes.
Yeah. I just started rewatching The Walking Dead, and there's 11 seasons, and I'm only on season 5.
They lost me after season 3, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
I jumped right back into it, and I love it. Love it. They Michonne is a freaking badass. She's awesome. She's really come around as a character. But so, Haley, is there any do you want to promote your Instagram, your art Instagram
page? Oh, I know you've mentioned it before on here, but it's at Haley's art page.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what the ad is. Yeah, and I mean, you can go like or share my stuff. I don't have anything up for sale currently,
but I'm hoping.
I do commissions. So, like, if you had an idea of a painting that you wanted, you could send me the idea and those sorts of things. I would do my best for shipping, but it's easier for me to do like pick up or drop off or whatnot.
So local for now.
Yeah. But,
I mean, shoot, we can ship that crap across there.
I mean, I could definitely get to that point, but I worry about shipping. Right. Canvases.
Especially
I do worry about that.
Well, you just do a lot of popcorn and put it in a box.
Right. Handle with care. Yeah, those sorts of things. But yeah, go check out my page. Like or share my post.
I did say popcorn.
I literally thought you were putting actual like popcorn in there, bro. No, I was a little concerned.
The packing peanuts.
Hey, you get a painting, you get popcorn.
If you want the popcorn, I'll put it in there.
It'd probably be stale by the time they got it.
Caramel corn, motherfucker. Enjoy that.
Oh man.
Yeah. So, Haley, it was fun having you on.
Yeah, thank you for finally having me. It's not like we don't sit down and have conversations like this.
We don't. I actually don't talk to you at all.
We do have it.
When we're in the same room, I just look at the wall.
Right. Listen, I did want to make a point earlier about teaching that Dakota doesn't understand. Is like I come home and I just want to sit in silence.
Yeah,
and he'll come home and I'll just be here chilling in the quiet, like nothing's on. And he doesn't understand that. And I don't think he ever could, because when you've dealt with kids all day, I've got lunch duty and that shit sucks. He'll get a taste of it. And it's like 300 plus kids in that cafeteria screaming. You learn to enjoy the silence. And I just wanted to end with that note that he just doesn't get me.
Oh, good.
Never.
Hard to think about when we were kids, man. Now you get to see the torture. Well, like
looking back, I'm like, man, I should have been nicer to my teachers. I told Dakota, I will raise our kid to respect teachers.
We had a light system in the cafeteria.
Yeah,
like a stoplight. Yeah. That's what we had. I'm telling you, they need one because it's
that
awful.
Thing goes off.
It hit red.
Like,
we're silenced. Like,
you're done for the rest
dead
of lunch.
Silence. Like, it works, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have anything?
You can check me out on Twitch. I've been streaming a little bit on there. Lonely Ranger Podcast is the channel for that. Still haven't put an episode out yet. Still not sure what to do with it. thinking of solo, like you got to be prepared, but like I'm not into like crime stories and shit, so I can't just be like, go rattle out a cool story or some shit. So
ghost stories.
But Twitch ghost is the thing stories. Right now. So and then you check me out on Instagram, The Lonely Ranger Podcast, or here. That's about all I got.
Yeah. Well, I got Instagram still. Anything under the sun 6, Facebook, Twitter, Linktree, Connect Press, WordPress. I'm not
Connect Four.
you get the deal. But a lot of it is in the Linktree. You can find anywhere that you need to go. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. Find us anywhere. Share it. Like it. Give us a shout out. If you want to be on the show, let me, Lee, or even Nick know. And we'll see what we can do. It was awesome having you, and hopefully you enjoyed the show. P Money signing out. Mark, I'm ready.